Now we're talking about a very important doctrine. The doctrine of man. If you do not understand man's nature, you cannot help man.
Pardon me?
You cannot help him. If you do not understand man's condition, you cannot teach him the truth. If you do not understand man's problem, you can't give him the proper solution. What is wrong with the world? Where did the problem begin? It began with our first father. He was made in the image of God. He had many blessings from God. He had an exalted position. He had a wonderful purpose. And he had great responsibilities. He was God's representative on earth. And he was to protect God's kingdom. But an enemy came in. And Adam did not fulfill his responsibility. And the devil tempted Eve, deceived
Eve.
Unbelief, rebellion, disobedience. And they ate the fruit. And their eyes were open. But they didn't become like God. All they knew is that they were evil. And they didn't feel power, they felt ashamed. They didn't become happy, they became guilty. And it had horrible consequences for all men. Now let me ask you a question. Who was the first man ever born? Who was the first man ever born on the earth? Adam wasn't born. First man born. Not created, born. Who was the first man born of a woman? Cain.
Cain.
Right?
What?
Cain.
Cain. Adam ko chhora.
What did Cain do?
Cain le ke garyo ta?
He killed his brother. Why did he kill his brother? Because something was wrong with his heart. He had a disease. Where did he get that disease? From his father. Adam became a sinner by choice. Cain was born a sinner by nature. And everyone born after Cain is born with a problem. They have a disease. It's worse than cancer. Worse than cancer.
It's worse than HIV.
HIV भन्दा पनि भयानक रोग लिएर आउँदछ.
It's a spiritual cancer.
यो चाहिँ आत्मिक क्यान्सर हो.
It's a spiritual HIV.
यो चाहिँ आत्मिक HIV हो.
And it affects every man born.
अनि चाहिँ यसले चाहिँ हरेक जन्मिएको व्यक्तिहरूलाई चाहिँ प्रभाव पारेको हुन्छ.
Why do men lie?
किन चाहिँ मान्छेले झुटो बोल्छ?
Why do they steal?
किन चाहिँ उनीले चोर्दछ?
Why do they become angry?
किन चाहिँ उनीहरू रिस गर्दछ, क्रोध हुन्छ?
Why do they fight?
किन चाहिँ एकअर्कामध्ये उनीहरू चाहिँ लडाइँ गर्छ?
Why are they proud?
उनी किन घमण्ड गर्छ?
Why are they selfish?
किन उनी स्वार्थी हुन्छन्?
Why do they kill other people?
किन चाहिँ उनीले चाहिँ अरू मान्छेलाई मार्दछ?
Because they have a disease.
किनकि उनीहरूको उसमा रोग छ.
You were born with it.
अनि के तपाईँ त्यसरी नै जन्मनु भएको?
I was born with it.
हामी के म पनि त्यही अनुसार जन्मेको हुँ.
We're all born with a disease.
अनि हामी सबैजना त्यो रोगबाट जन्मिएका हौ.
And where did we get it?
हामी यो रोग कहाँ प्राप्त गरेको? कहाँबाट?
Got it from our first father.
पहिलो पिता आदमबाट हामीले पाएका हौ.
He passed it down.
अनि उसले चाहिँ यसरी हाम्रो उसमा चाहिँ हस्तान्तरण गरिदियो.
And when you were born.
अनि जब हामी जन्मन्छौ.
You came out of your mother's womb.
जब हामी आफ्नो आमा गर्भबाट बाहिर आयौ.
You were born with a disease.
हामी चाहिँ त्यो रोग लिएर नै जन्मियौ.
Not a physical disease.
त्यो शारीरिक रोग होइन.
But a spiritual disease.
तर चाहिँ यो आत्मिक रोग हो.
And it's in the blood.
अनि यो चाहिँ हाम्रो रगतमा संचार भएको छ.
Passed down from your parents.
अनि चाहिँ हाम्रो पिता पुर्खाबाट चाहिँ यो चाहिँ हामीमा चाहिँ हस्तान्तरण हुँदै आयो.
And your blood is polluted. It's corrupted.
हाम्रो चाहिँ रगत चाहिँ एकदम दूषित भइसकेको छ पापले.
That disease produces three things.
अनि यो रोगले चाहिँ तीनवटा कुरा चाहिँ निर्माण गर्दछ, निकाल्दछ.
Unbelief.
अविश्वास.
Rebellion.
एकदम क्रोधित हुनु.
And disobedience.
अनि अनज्ञाकारिता हुनु.
And death.
अनि त्यसपछि मृत्यु.
Look in chapter 5.
आउनुहोस् हामी चाहिँ पाँच अध्यायमा हेरौँ.
All the descendants and children of Adam.
सबै आदमको चाहिँ आउने सन्तानहरू.
Verse 3.
तीन पद.
Adam lived 130 years and became the father of another son in his own likeness according to his image, and he named him Seth.
अनि आदमको उमेर 130 वर्षको हुँदा उनले आफ्नो प्रतिरूपमा एउटा छोरा जन्मायो. उनले त्यसको नाउँ सेत राखे.
Verse 5.
पाँच पदमा.
Adam lived 930 years.
यहाँ चाहिँ आदमको जम्मा उमेर चाहिँ 930 वर्ष भएको थियो.
And he died.
अनि त्यसपछि उमर्दछ.
Verse 8.
आठ पदमा.
Seth lived 912 years.
सेथ चाहिँ 900 वर्ष 12 वर्ष बाँच्दछ.
And he died.
अनि त्यसपछि उमर्दछ.
Verse 11.
एघार पदमा.
Enosh lived 905 years.
अनि एनोसको जम्मा उमेर चाहिँ 950 वर्ष भएको थियो.
And he died.
अनि उनी मरे.
Verse 14.
चौध पदमा.
Kenan lived 910 years.
केनानको जन्म उमेर 910 वर्ष भएको थियो.
And he died.
अनि उनी मरे.
Verse 17.
सत्र पदमा.
And he died.
अनि ऊ मरे.
Verse 20.
अनि बीस पदमा.
And he died.
ऊ फेरि मरे.
Verse 27.
अनि सत्ताइस पदमा.
And he died.
अनि त्यहाँ लेखेको छ मरे. अनि
Verse 31.
अनि 31 पदमा.
And he died.
अनि त्यहाँ लेखेको छ मरे.
What is the result of sin?
पापको परिणाम के हो त?
Death.
मृत्यु हो.
Where did it come from?
यो चाहिँ मृत्यु कहाँबाट आयो त?
From one man.
एउटै मान्छेबाट आयो.
Why do men die?
किन मान्छे मर्दछन्?
Because they have a disease.
किनकि उनीहरूको रोग छ.
What is the disease?
त्यो रोग के हो?
It is sin.
यो चाहिँ पाप हो.
Look in the book of Romans.
आउनुहोस् हामी यो रोमीको पुस्तकलाई हेरौँ.
In the New Testament.
नयाँ करारको पुस्तक.
After Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans.
Ami chai Matthew, Marcus, Luke, Yohana prerit, Romi. Ami tya pugchau.
Romans chapter 5.
Romi ko pustak 5 ma chai.
And verse 12.
12 pad ma. Romi ko pustak 5 adhyayko 12 pad ma. Yesari lekhdachu.
Let's ask several questions here. First question. How did sin enter the world?
Verse 12.
How did sin enter the world? Through one man. Second question. What was the result of sin? Death. Third question. How wide is the influence of death? All men. Look in the book of Acts. Right before the book of Romans. And chapter 17. Paul is speaking at Athens. Verse 26. Let's ask several questions. Where did all the nations? Chapter 17, verse 26. Where did all nations of all men come from? Came from one man. You came from Adam. I came from Adam. Chinese people came from Adam. Indians came from Adam. Americans came from Adam. Africans came from Adam. Different language. Different skin. Different culture. But we all have red blood. And that blood has a disease. And you got that disease from your father. And he got it from his father. All the way back to Adam. Adam's sin affected all men. I'm going to write it in English, you write it in Nepali.
Okay, all right.
Adam. Right under there. Adam. All men.
Sabai manisharu.
Are united to Adam.
Sabai jana Adam sanga judhyeka chan.
In two ways.
Dui na tarika bata.
Legally. You got a word for that?
Yeah.
Physically. Represent. Representation.
Pratinidhitva.
Natural birth.
प्राकृतिक जन्म प्राकृतिक जन्म
guilt
दोषी
corruption corruption means a defilement pollution his person is actually polluted
dusit
spiritual death and let's just put condemnation
atmik mrityu
condemnation physical death right here yeah
शारीरिक मृत्यु आत्मिक मृत्यु दोषी ठहरिएको
Now we'll study this more later.
हामीले चाहिँ यसलाई चाहिँ अझै पछि हेर्नेछौँ यसलाई यस विषयलाई अझै धेरै महत्त्व प्रकारले यसलाई निश्चित रूपमा हेर्नेछौँ
But you need to understand this.
तर चाहिँ तपाईँहरूले यो कुरालाई बुझ्नु जरुरी छ सबै मानिसहरू सबै मानिसहरू चाहिँ आदममा छन्
What does it mean to be in Adam?
आदममा हुनु भनेको के हो
It means to be united to Adam.
यो भन्नुको अर्थ हो कि चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएको हो
How are all men united to Adam?
कसरी चाहिँ सबै मानिसहरू चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएका छन्
They are united in two ways.
तिनीहरू चाहिँ दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ तिनीहरू जोडिएका छन्
One way is legally.
एउटा कुरा चाहिँ कानुनी वा वैधानिक प्रकारले
He was our representative.
ओ आदम चाहिँ हाम्रो प्रतिनिधित्व हो
Another way is physical. He is our first father. Men are united to Adam in two ways. Legally by representation. Physically by ordinary birth
शारीरिक रूपमा चाहिँ जो हाम्रो चाहिँ प्राकृतिक हाम्रो चाहिँ विस्तृत रूपमा हाम्रो जन्म भइरहन्छ प्रक्रिया
when adam acted
जब आदमले त्यो क्रियाकलाप गरे
he didn't act just for himself
उले चाहिँ केवल आफ्नो निम्ति मात्र चाहिँ उले काम गरेन
He acted for all of his posterity, all of his descendants.
आउने आफ्नो पिढीको सबैको निम्ति चाहिँ उले चाहिँ आफूले उले चाहिँ प्रतिनिधित्व गरे उले काम गरे.
And his act
उसको कार्यले
and his guilt
उसको चाहिँ दोष
and his corruption
उसको चाहिँ दोषी ठहरिएको
was passed on to all of his descendants
अनि सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ आउने आफ्नो पिढीलाई सन्तानलाई हस्तान्तरण गरिदियो.
In two ways
दुई तरिकाले
the guilt was imputed got a word for that legally transferred the corruption was what does that mean? What does it mean to impute? What does it mean? It means to legally transfer. We'll explain this more later. Adam's corruption was imparted. By natural birth. We got two things from Adam. Guilt and corruption.
So
we have a legal problem. And we have a problem with our nature. Where did it come from? It came from our first father. Now we'll study this in more detail, maybe tomorrow. But we're trying to answer this question. What did Adam do? Second question. How are we connected to Adam? Third question. How did Adam's act affect us? If we can answer those questions, we can answer the question of what is wrong with man. What is wrong with man? He's connected to Adam. He's connected to Adam in two ways. Legally and physically. One is by representation. He represented us. One is by ordinary generation or physical birth. One was resulted in Adam's guilt was imputed. Imputed to whom? To all that were united to him. Adam's corrupt nature. The disease in the blood. It was passed down. What was the result? Man's nature is corrupt. Man's got two problems. Because he's connected to Adam in two ways. Now Adam was a real person. And you were connected to this man in two ways. God made Adam your representative. And Adam was given a test to obey God. And if he obeyed God, if he passed the test, he would enter into a full eternal life that would never change. And everyone that would have been born sinless into a pure life. But Adam failed the test. And his eyes were open. And sin entered his heart. And he had relations with his wife. And they had a son. And when that son was born, he was born with a disease. Where did he get it? From his father. How did he get it? Through the blood. By natural birth. And what did it do? It affected his entire person. And what was the result? Physical death. Now listen carefully. This is very important. You must understand man's connection with Adam. And you must understand believers' connection to Christ. Because Paul compares these two men. And he says all of history is the story of two men. The two most important men that ever lived. The first Adam. And the last Adam. All humanity is united to Adam. All believers are united to Christ. And these two men affected all of humanity, all of history. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But we're talking now about Adam. Created in the image of God. Having many blessings from God. Having responsibilities from God. Was a representative. Was your representative. And your representative. And your representative. You weren't there. But he was there. He was a perfect man. He was the best representative we could have. And God appointed him to be our legal representative. And he put him under a test. And if Adam passed the test, he would enter into the fullness of eternal life. Now he already had a relationship with God. But he didn't have an eternal, permanent relationship. If he obeyed, he would enter into that fullness of eternal life forever. And all of us would have been born sinless into eternal life. But he disobeyed. And he failed the test. And he became guilty. And he became corrupt. And his guilt and his corruption was passed on to all of his descendants.
अनि सबै हामी आउने जनहरूमाथि आउने व्यक्तिहरूमा सबै यो हस्तान्तरण हुँदै गयो.
Man has got two problems.
मान्छेको त दुईवटा समस्या छ.
He has a bad legal record.
उसको कानूनी खराब चाहिँ रिकर्ड छ.
And he has a sinful, corrupt nature.
उसको चाहिँ पापमय स्वभाव उसको छ.
This is the story of humanity.
यो चाहिँ मानवताको एउटा कथा सत्य कथा हो.
And this is why Adam is important.
अनि यसै कारण चाहिँ आदम को विषयमा चाहिँ हामीले जानकारी जान्नु.
And this is the apostle Paul's interpretation of Adam.
अनि यसरी प्रेरित पौलले चाहिँ आदमको बारेमा चाहिँ यसरी चाहिँ उल्था गर्दछ.
And we'll study this tomorrow.
यसको बारेमा अझै भोलि हामी हेर्ने छौं.
Because Paul explains this.
किनकि पौलले यसरी चाहिँ वर्णन गर्दछ.
What is our connection to Adam?
हामी चाहिँ कसरी आदमसँग चाहिँ हामी जोडिएका छौं.
And what is our connection to Christ?
हाम्रो चाहिँ सम्बन्ध येशु ख्रीष्टसँग कसरी हाम्रो जुडाउ छ.
So when the Bible talks about man,
जब चाहिँ बाइबलले मानिसको बारेमा कुरा गर्दछ,
talks about him in four conditions.
अनि यसरी चाहिँ चारवटा अवस्थाको बारेमा चाहिँ कुरा गर्दछ.
In innocence, in purity,
अनि निर्दोष र चाहिँ शुद्धताको बारेमा.
In sin,
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ पापको बारेमा कुरा गर्दछ.
In Christ,
अनि त्यसपछि येशु ख्रीष्टमा.
And in glory.
अनि त्यसपछि महिमाको बारेमा महिमित हुने.
Today we've been talking about Adam's innocence.
अनि हामी चाहिँ आज अनि आदमको चाहिँ निर्दोषको बारेमा हामी हेरिरहेको.
Now we've just talked about how he entered into sin.
हामी चाहिँ जस्ट अहिले भर्खरै हामी हेर्यौ कि आदम कसरी चाहिँ पापमा प्रवेश गरे.
Out of innocence into sin.
अनि आदम चाहिँ निर्दोष थियो तर चाहिँ ऊ चाहिँ पापमा उतिरे.
And when he stepped into sin,
जब चाहिँ त्यो पापमा चाहिँ उसले पाइला टेक्दै गए.
He took you with him.
अनि तपाईहरूलाई पनि आदमले प्रतिनिधित्व तपाईहरूलाई पनि.
And he took all of us with him.
अनि चाहिँ हामी सबैलाई चाहिँ उहाँमा सबै उले लिए.
What is the problem with the world?
अनि चाहिँ यो संसारको समस्या के हो?
We are all connected to Adam.
किनकि हामी आदमसँग चाहिँ हामी जोडिएका छौं.
Let's pray.
आउनुस् हामी प्रार्थना गरौं.